Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. Today's topic is mainstay process. It's been around for as long as any of us can remember, probably. The budgeting process. And actually, we are talking about hacking the annual wheel of finance. And of course, budgeting is a major part of that wheel. We'll go through the blog post we released this morning, talking about budgeting as the 100-year-old management process. 100-year-old management process, budgeting. Actually, almost 300 years ago that this new process was invented. Originally, it was invented for the English public sector to keep the king's power in check. In 1922, actually more than 100 years ago, it was popularized as a management process by James McKinsey, founder of McKinsey & Company. And this is where that 100-year-old management process takes its beginning. Fast forward to today. What are you busy with right now? Good guess would be budgeting. Not just because that time of year is approaching for most companies, but also because many companies use between 4 to 6 months to complete the budget. I remember my first real budget process. We sent out assumptions in May. We had budget meetings in August. And that was fun because I got to actually travel to the budgeting, and we had a good night out. And then we had the budget meetings on the day afterwards. So maybe, I don't know if there was some priming there in terms of the negotiation. So all good fun. And then in November, the board approved the budget, right? So it's a long process. And the whole finance organization is, of course, not busy at once, but we'll have more or less involvement during the budgeting process. And of course, there's been a lot of bashing of the process, and I've certainly done my share of that. But recent data shows that 85% of companies have a budget for 2024. So instead of discussing about all the reasons why we shouldn't have a budget, let's talk about the benefits of budgeting and present 5 hacks to make the process even better. Before we get into what we can call the good stuff, let's just try to debrief on what a typical bottom-up budget process looks like. We start by sharing guidance. Ideally, of course, the budget process ties into the company's strategy, and initial guidance on target setting will flow from the company's 5-year plan or similar, whatever you have. Then FP&A starts to work on a timeline, and they share that budget timeline with all the involved parties. How they're going to run the process, everyone knows their workload, roles, and responsibilities. Next step is to share assumptions. And that could come from your economy team if you have something like that, or of course, it could just be FP&A sharing those as well. They usually contain some general economic drivers like growth rates for largest markets, inflation, interest rates, and so on, as well as some company-specific drivers. Then comes next milestone, which is sharing templates. Now, many companies, of course, have planning systems in which these updates can be made directly, whereas others use a spreadsheet-based approach, where templates are distributed and collected via emails. I've tried both. I've even done a budget model within one of these tools, and I've definitely also distributed a lot of Excel sheets during my career. Then we start working on the local data. So once the templates are received, local entities can start gathering input. This usually includes both the gathering as well as local budget meetings to align on the submission. Often it's driven by local finance teams, but could also be done directly by the business, depending on how you assess. Then it's time for the most fun part about budget meetings, right? So you do your local submission, and then entities or regions or whatever, they are called in for meetings, the next level up in the organization to discuss their input. Of course, this usually includes some sort of challenge of the numbers, and perhaps you need to make some adjustments as a consequence before you make your final submission. And this just continues up through the layers of the organization. If you're in a large company, if in a smaller company, maybe it's just one time thing. Then you get to the enterprise. In principle, the budget meetings can take place several times over at different levels in the organization. But at some point, you get a final consolidation. And this is the time you have to have enterprise budget ready for presentation, which leads into the next step, the management presentation. Now it's time for FP&A to present that budget to management. And quite some time is spent on crafting the storyline to present a crisp and clear view of the business performance for the coming year. Just like at the budget meetings, this final presentation usually also includes a lot of challenges and subsequent adjustments. Finally, management is happy with the budget and they're presenting it to the board, the final milestone. Budget ideally gets approved by the board, but it's highly likely that even the board will require some adjustment. These adjustments are usually made as top-level management adjustments, and management may also decide to include some other management resources. And this is where it sometimes gets a little bit tricky, because all these adjustments and reserves and whatnot, they're not cascaded down into the organization. I bet you, you're going to have a lot of discussion in the coming year around, but these are not my numbers. That's just something for corporate. They did that, so I don't feel accountable to that. And then you have corporate saying, yeah, you need to deliver to this target. And that's where you get a bit of challenge. So it's very important to have alignment throughout all these steps. You have buy-in and acceptance for the numbers that business leaders in the end have to deliver. But there's a lot of positives to take away from this process, right? Get some well-worked through numbers. You get some really high-quality meetings between different levels of the organization. And in fact, you have the opportunity to make adjustments in case you're not happy with the numbers that you're seeing, if they're too far away from your strategy or five-year plan. So there's a lot of positives to take away from here. You can argue it takes a long time, it involves a lot of resources, but you definitely get a lot of solid outputs from it. Every step of the way is an iterative process. And that could include multiple versions and long late hours of work to get the next deadline. The process can be fun and exciting, but also head-scratching and frustrating. No matter what your experience, we can probably all agree, the process has potential for improvement. But in this series here, we promise to share with you 5 hacks to improve the process that we are talking about. So it could be 5 hacks to improve budgeting. Obviously, a lot has been written about the budgeting process. It's almost unfathomable to suggest new ways of running the process because it's all been said. However, there are still quite many hacks that you can consider. Here's our 5. First is to use AI for initial drafts. Employ AI, generate initial budget drafts based on historical data and trend. This can save time and provide a solid starting point for human review and adjustment. Number 2, budgeting sprints. Conduct short, intensive budgeting sprints over just a few days, where all stakeholders focus extensively on the budget. This can speed up the process and ensure concentrated effort and collaboration, rather than everyone just gets involved a little bit here and there, and someone doesn't even invest in it, and the numbers you end up with are not really anything that someone. Third thing, create a budget war room. Set up a dedicated space, physical or virtual, depending on who's collaborating, for the budgeting team to collaborate in real time, discuss issues, and make decisions. This fosters a focused environment and reduces communication delays. And this could be facilitated by the FP&A team with key stakeholders. The fourth one is automate audit trails. Or isn't it a headache figuring out who has made changes to the budget or all those 25 versions we've had of the Excel file of the budget, what actually happened? It would be great to implement tools that automatically create and maintain audit trails for all budgeting changes. Obviously, many of the planning tools today, they will do that. But if you're using spreadsheet-based budgeting, it can be a bit of a challenge. Maybe in Google's online version, you can see that, but definitely not always. Finally, preset queries for data collection. Develop and distribute a set of predefined queries, data collections for various departments. This reduces back and forth communication and ensures consistent data input. 5 hacks. As usual, these are perhaps not the most radical hacks we could have selected. You could use smart contract, automatically change your budget slash target based on actual performance. How about AI-assisted negotiation bots to handle the initial budget challenge? I can imagine this happening. You know, you have submitted your budget to this bot, has been programmed with the guidance and guardrails of the budget. And they can easily detect what you have submitted outside these. It will prompt some questions to you. Are you sure you want to have this growth in your R&D budget? Shouldn't you have a top line that's a little bit higher maybe you will completely disregard that challenge, you could expect the same kind of challenge when you then have the real meeting. Or you could also work with crowdsourced budget initiatives, where projects are put on a central platform and voted on by employees. Could be a bit more chaotic perhaps, but maybe there's some input to take from that. But let's focus on those that are more feasible to implement for now. Okay, let's turn to the implementation plan. None of these hacks are dependent on each other as such, but each of them amplify the other's effect. Here's how the implementation could look from a practical perspective. AI drafting. Integrate AI tools capable of analyzing financial trends and producing draft budgets. Use these drafts as starting points for detailed review and adjustment by finance teams. For the sprints, your intensive sessions, schedule dedicated budgeting sprints involving all key stakeholders. Ensure clear goals and agendas for each session to maximize productivity. See, very simple. For your budget war room or centralized hub, set up a physical or virtual space where the budgeting team can collaborate continuously during the budgeting cycle. Equip it with the necessary tools and resources for effective communication and decision making. Meaning they gotta have some mandate. You know, if there's no mandate to take decisions, forget about the war room. If you always have to go outside the war room, trying to make those decisions. Obviously, the war room has been, you know, snapped from real war, right? Where, of course, if you have to make quick decision, you cannot go up the ranks and wait half an hour, maybe the moment has passed. Finally, for the standardized preset queries, develop a set of predefined queries, each department based on historical data needs. Distribute these queries at the beginning of the budgeting cycle and provide guidance on how to respond. Five concrete ways to implement these. It's really not that hard, right? Now, you may think you need a radically different process, like zero-based budget, or even beyond budgeting. You've probably already included rolling forecasts in some sort of shape or form for your budgeting. We'll talk about forecasting next week, so we'll definitely get back to that. And maybe this will help you gain a competitive edge, but it's also been proven challenging to actually implement. So I'm not saying you should go radical. There'll be some benefits of doing that. But you may also end up doing budgeting multiple times per year. So instead, since 85% of you still do budgets, have one for 2024, you can gain much simply by improving the process. These hacks will likely be an upgrade to your existing process, and at least some of them won't require much to. I respect 85% of you still have budgets. It's a tough lift management process to get away with, get rid of. So instead of trying too hard doing that, I thought it was really helpful to provide some practical guidance on how to do it better. An important process for companies, right? So targets, you allocate resources, and you at least do your initial forecasting, right? So a lot relies on this. We often hear from companies, if it's not in the budget, can't happen. Maybe it's not the right thing to do, but it happens, right? We often see people being punished or rewarded for not reaching targets or easily reaching them, regardless of the context around. So target setting is important. So maybe you haven't started your budget process. Maybe it only starts after, at least in the Northern Hemisphere, summer holidays. Give yourself this challenge this year. Try to make some improvements and not just shorten it by a day. Try to implement some of these hacks. At least I'll be curious if you're going to implement one of these hacks. Let us know, comments and elsewhere. How are you going to make the budget process different this year? If you need help, you know whom to reach out to. This has been another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. And as usual, we will see you again next week, where we'll talk about quarterly forecasting, something that many of you are probably doing as well. And a topic that also probably stands to see a lot of improvements. So as usual, we'll share some hacks there too. That's it for now. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg. I'm signing out and I will see you again next week. Bye everyone.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.